NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The budget President Obama is set to propose today for the fiscal year that begins in October is projecting a budget deficit of $1.6 trillion this year. That's the largest ever. The budget calls for spending cuts and tax increases that are estimated to reduce that deficit by about a third next year. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan says, though, that the president's plan shies away from facing the budget deficit problem head on.
The great debate we're having in Congress now, which is refreshing, is we're debating how much to cut spending, not how much to increase spending. And these early press reports are showing us that he wants paltry savings on the one hand and a lot of new spending on the other hand.
Ryan was on Fox News Sunday, but White House Budget Director Jacob Lew disagrees and says the president's budget is a major step toward reining in the federal deficit.
We have a responsible budget that will cut in half the deficit by the end of the president's first term. It deals with all parts of the budget, and it's a plan which we look forward to presenting it to the Congress and getting a bipartisan discussion going on how to achieve it.
Lew was on CNN State of the Union. A suicide bomb attack has shaken a major hotel and shopping complex in the capital of Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul says the attack occurred near a hotel that was the target of a major assault a year ago.
We've had reports of gunfire still going on, so I'm not getting very close to the bomb site at the moment. This city center is a very flashy mall. It's probably the fanciest shopping mall in Kabul. You can hear American helicopters passing overhead at the moment, setting some security up for the scene. But police have their area surrounded, and it's still unclear how many attackers are inside.
NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul. The number of casualties from the attack is not yet clear. Indonesia's best-known radical Muslim cleric has gone on trial today on terrorism charges. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok. The trial comes amid an upsurge in violence among Indonesian religious groups.
Arriving at a district court in Jakarta, Abu Bakar Bashir maintained his innocence, saying that the terrorist charges were fabricated and that all he ever wanted to do was defend Islam. Scores of his supporters agreed and shouted, "God is great" in Arabic. The 72-year-old cleric's trial began last week, but was adjourned on a technicality. Prosecutors will try to prove that Bashir funded and armed a new terrorist cell in Aceh province. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. This month, conservative Islamists attacked members of the Ahmadiyya sect, killing three as the police looked on. Other hardliners burned two churches in protest against what they considered a lenient sentence for a Christian convicted of blaspheming against Islam. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
Egyptian security forces are clearing the remaining protesters from Cairo Central Square as the country's military leaders urge people to return to work. Banks remain closed, though, in the face of a strike threat today. This is NPR News from Washington. China has formally overtaken Japan as the world's second-largest economy. The BBC's Roland Burke says new figures show Japan's economy is growing at a far slower rate than China's.
The latest growth figures mark the end of an era for Japan. After more than 40 years as the second biggest economy in the world, it has been overtaken by China. Japan's economy contracted between October and December. Even so, overall of 2010, it grew by 3.9%. But that was not enough to stay ahead. After World War II, it was Japan that was the economic miracle. By the 1980s, it was on course to eclipse the United States. But a crash was followed by 20 years of stagnation.
The BBC's Roland Burke. The country trio Lady Antebellum and rock band Arcade Fire are the biggest winners at the Grammy Awards. NPR's Carol Van Damme reports it was a disappointing night for hip-hop star Eminem, though, who led the field with 10 nominations, but who took home only two awards in the rap category.
It's a quarter after one.
Lady Antebellum picked up five Grammys, including Song and Record of the Year, but the biggest upset was Montreal rock band Arcade Fire winning Album of the Year.
If I was scared.
Arcade singer Wynn Butler thinks the whole event is one big laugh.
We will joke a lot about it.
We joked a lot about it.
We're just getting warmed up.
Lady Antebellum singer Hillary Scott says she's proud of their wins.
It just shows that country music is relevant and it's relatable.
It's the second year in a row a country act dominated the awards. In 2010, it was all Taylor Swift. Carol Van Damme, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.